You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito, and I thank you for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We're going to hear today, and for the rest of this week, Thursday and Friday, the sermon I just preached last weekend, and about the same thing you've heard this week, but instead of behind the microphone here in the studio, this is taken from the Sunday sermon. I've entitled this The Perils of Peter. We're in chapters 11 and 12, and we're going to look at a couple things this week. We're going to focus on when Peter says, "And then I remembered the word of the Lord." And it came to me that you can't remember something that you do not know. And as much as you know the word of God is as much as, like Jesus said, the Holy Spirit can bring to your remembrance. But He can't bring to your remembrance something that you do not know. If you were an Australian or an Ethiopian, and if you walk by the stones of remembrance outside the Jordan River, you'd have to say, what is this? You can't have brought to your remembrance something that you do not know. That's why I encourage you, know the Word of God, because the Holy Spirit speaks Word. That's His language, His Word. He speaks the Word. How well do you know the Word? I hope you know it well, because that's the language of the Holy Spirit. So we're going to start there, and we're going to look at the perils of Peter. Usually it's the perils of Paul, we see. But here today and the rest of this week, it will be the Apostle Peter. For a copy of this whole sermon, if you'd like it, you can email me, paul@wmiefm.com. I'd be glad to send it to you. Here's part one now of this message. Starting chapter 11 this morning in the book of Acts, ending on such a great high note like we did last week, the book of Acts is so clear to present the offer of salvation to all mankind. Not many days hence, chapter 16 to be precise, the jailer would ask Paul and Silas, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" To Peter last week, who said, "To him all the prophets bear witness that through his name, whoever believes in him will receive remission of sins." And Paul's answer was, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved, you and your household." It doesn't get any better or more important than that. And yet, the simple truth is corrupted around the world today. Remission of sin, salvation. This is the heart of the gospel. Nor is there salvation in any other. For there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. And whosoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Now, since I only command your attention for 1 hour, out of the 168 in this week, should
you live for all of them. I'll continue here for a bit this morning. Acts chapter 11. The title was Peter Defends God's Grace. Now the apostles and brethren who were in Judea, they heard that the Gentiles also received the word of God. And when Peter came to Jerusalem, those of the circumcision contended with him. That is, like Marlon Brando says, I should have been what? Right, epagonizo. They squared their dukes at him. Them were fighting words. They contended with Peter, saying, you went into uncircumcised men and you ate with them. So to start off the chapter, Peter's in trouble. Not the first time. He's going to recount to them now everything that happened in chapter 10. Now let's pick it up here in verse 15. Now, as I began to speak, the Holy Spirit fell upon them as upon us at the beginning. Verse 16, Acts 11, 16. Then I remembered the word of the Lord, how he said, John indeed baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. You know, thank God Peter made it to church that week. Think about it, if he didn't show up that week. Jesus said it would be this way. John 14, 26, he says, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things, bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. You know what? You cannot remember what you do not know. You cannot remember what you do not know. May I ask, how well do you know the Word of God? This is the language of the Holy Spirit, is the Word of God. Some speak English, some Spanish, some people speak French, Greek, Italian, but the Holy Spirit speaks Word. How well do you know His language? How well do you know Word? Do you speak Word? If someone someday in the future says to you, take this mark and have some bread. The Holy Spirit speaks word to you. He will speak to his own nature on the inside of you. When God speaks to you, he doesn't speak to you. He speaks to his nature inside of you. He's talking to himself. If someone someday says to you, you know, I'm quitting this Christian walk. I just don't understand. The Holy Spirit speaks word to you. He might just whisper Matthew 13 to you. Or it might be this first group to fall away are those that hear the word and receive it with joy, but they don't understand, and immediately they fall away. You see, the more you know, the greater your arsenal is. But this is the language of the Holy Spirit. He speaks word. He can't bring to your remembrance anything that you don't know. But just like Peter, so it will be with you. My point is, the Holy Spirit cannot remind you what you do not know or have on the inside of you. The stones of remembrance, if an Ethiopian walked by 12 stones out of the Jordan River, it wouldn't mean anything to them. The stones of remembrance are for those that know. Peter says, then I remembered the word of God. But if he would have stayed home and watched the Dolphin game that week, he wouldn't have known anything. Or I should say, the Joppa game that week. They had Joppa season tickets. You need to have a solid foundation today so that you will be able to stand once that foundation is tested. This is the language of the Holy Spirit. He speaks word to you. Maybe you're watching on TV and you see a face on the TV and the Holy Spirit whispers to you, psst, man of sin. Do you know who or what the man of sin is? Or is that one over your head? Maybe you were out of church that year. Do you know who the man of sin is? If you don't, then you won't know what God is saying to you. He won't be able to talk to you because this is the language that he talks. He talks, he speaks word. Now let's get really personal. Maybe your Bible says man of lawlessness in it and not man of sin. And since that reading is a lie and not legitimate, do you expect God to lie to you so that you'll understand his word? Huh? No, he's not going to. He expects you to know the truth. Some of you spent or devote years to a family tree. Well, God's got a family tree too in his word. There's a family tree. Follow that. He expects you to know the truth. If you can know what variants are on your television at 8 o'clock, then you can know what readings in your Bible are truth and which one is a lie or which one is an error. May I suggest that you research his family tree as well, and not just, I got family members that know all of my family tree, all the way back to Richard the Lionhearted. How well do you know this family tree? I'm going to do a study on that here on Wednesday night, one of these days coming up. The family tree of the Word of God. Start with the originals and how the originals branch off and where the counterfeits came from. And how they branch off. But if your Bible says man of lawlessness in it, that's an incorrect, that's an error. It's the man of sin. Is there one person in here that knows where that is? 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 2, 3, and 4. Everyone's going to go look and see if their Bible says lawless or sin. That's funny. Let me move on. Well, God's not going to speak the lie to you. He's going to speak the truth. I mean, if there's... This here is the language, the Holy Spirit. I've said it before, I'll say it again. This is what he speaks. He speaks word. I encourage you to know his language. You don't have to memorize the whole thing. You don't have to memorize any of it. Because he is great and he will bring to your remembrance everything that he said. Again, I read that to you. That was John 14, 26. Now, again, verse 16. Then I remembered the word of the Lord, how he said, John indeed baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. He didn't even say that in the gospel. Remember where he said that? Acts chapter 1, right before he ascended. Verse 17, if therefore God gave them the same gift as he gave us when we believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, who was I that I could withstand God? Notice, according to the word of God, when the gift of the Holy Spirit comes, when we believe.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
And your radios are tuned in to W272BA, 102.3 FM and 91.5 FM.